Hello, everybody, and welcome to week two here with the Nemaha Central, the Thunder, head coach of the girls program, Hayden Hiltgen. Again, week number two on the Nemaha Central locker room chat brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. Coach, back-to-back pretty tough losses here against, well, well-refined and defined TVL opponents. I mean, you got a top team like Centralia in the Class 1A Division 1 side of things. And then, of course, you took on also Hanover, who are a strong winner in the classification of Division II. They won the state title back last season in the Class 1A Division II. So, Coach, kind of recap these last couple of games for me, as well as you know, just talk about some of your players.
We played two really, really good opponents to start the season off. Going back to the first game, Centralia. Centralia came out really well and punched us in the mouth early. Hit four threes the first quarter, and defensively they were really dialed in and they jumped all over us that first quarter. And, Cammy went down with an ankle injury there early in the game, which didn't help our causes we already got a thin backcourt with Hallie being out. And Charlie took advantage of that, and give them credit. They played to win. They were aggressive all night and we were pretty passive. And then Hanover, I thought we played, you know, really well, for three quarters for the most part, especially offensively, shooting. We shot the ball much better, still had, some trouble with some turnovers, which we got to be better there. And, defensively, we were okay for stretches, and stretches where we weren't, we got to shore that up. Overall, a little more, pleased with last night's loss, if you can be pleased with a loss, than the previous game.
Yeah, and really one thing you can be pleased with is a little bit of point production on some of your players. We have, you know, especially with Callie Honeyman stepping up from 5 points, just three rebounds last week, to a big game having 15 points, multiple rebounds. She just had a really great night. Emma Hermish, she stepped up as well with 9 points this week, and 3 threes. So you had a lot more point production, as well as, you know, he had a couple of points there from Cammy Dollinghouse, as well as Reagan Garrity, 7 points apiece. So, you know, kind of talk about how this team has gotten going a little bit offensively and how that's going to continue as, well, now the quick turnaround is the Big East opponents. You got Holton on Friday.
Yeah, you know, we knew we were a better offensive team that we showed versus Centralia. We need to play with more confidence, and we did that last night. We shot the ball with more confidence, and we do that, it tends to go in a lot more. Callie was really good attacking the rim, got to the free throw line a few times, but did a great job getting to the rim, and that's where her game is, getting in the open court and using her athleticism there. And, you know, Cammy knocked down the three. Reagan did a nice job getting to the free throw line as well and making them count. We just came up on the short end of the fourth quarter where we didn't have a field goal, and that really was the deciding factor in the game.
Well, Coach, again, this Friday, taking on Holton next week on Tuesday, you play against another TVL opponent. It's the Valley Heights Mustangs. That one, you'll be at home. We'll have that coverage on 92.1 KMZA. Coach Hayden Hiltgen, thank you for joining us this week.
You bet. Take care. Thank you.
The Nemaha Central, the Thunder Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. Also, make sure this Friday, if you want to see the Nemaha Central game, tune into the Holton Channel with Justin Fluke, and then next Tuesday for the Valley Heights game, 92.1 KMZA.